Hello, everyone. Welcome to Economics. We're back. It's another week. It's another show. It was quite the week. A lot happened. We'll be talking about all of it and more here on the podcast. Brian's here. I'm here. Producer Josh is here.
Seducer producer?
Not calling him that. Don't say that. No one wants to hear that.
All right. He's not the seducer producer.
No, he's just producer Josh.
Producer Josh.
I have nothing to do with this, Josh, by the way.
Josh, we do appreciate you.
I have to say this every time we do the show.
Because he does.
He's been here all the time. It's like.
I know.
Stop.
Yeah.
Hammer time. Weird. All right.
Collaborate and listen.
Ice is back with a brand new edition.
Hey, we're going to get copyright strike.
Knock it off.
Stop. All right.
You only can do 30 seconds. You can do 30 seconds.
We have a lot to talk about.
We do. A lot has happened.
A lot has happened.
Natural disasters, supernatural phenomenon.
Yeah.
And so much more.
So much more.
Snow.
So.
Yeah.
Now we got
70 degrees outside today.
We got some TV news. We got major events that happened. And then we're going to jump into our breakdown of WrestleMania.
Yes. And then Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw.
Or Ram, as I've heard it called on the interwebs.
Ram.
The Raw after Mania.
I've never heard it called Ram, but.
The one news that I listen to every morning.
So. I want to rattle off real quickly the major events that happened. If anybody wants to talk about them, feel free. But between last show and this show,
Brian lost his virginity.
I lost my virginity. No.
Congratulations, Brian.
Thank you. I've been working on it for years.
For almost 6 years, and it finally happened.
Only 15 years with my wife.
Yes,
and it finally happened.
Oh, what a day.
And it was a pure...
All you had to do was fix the toilet and take care of that gate. And you got it taken care of.
Oh, yeah, bed.
Yeah.
All right. So on Friday, New Jersey had an earthquake, and we had...
Yes. Well, the earth had an earthquake. It just happened to be underneath New Jersey, technically.
Well, it is New Jersey.
Yes.
So there was an earthquake.
Like I said, it's God's way of saying, New Jersey, you should not exist.
Friday was the phrase, did you feel that? That was the phrase everybody was asking everybody. Did you feel that? And it seems so wrong. There's a news clip.
I'm not using any of the jokes in my head right now.
There's a news highlight reel of all the news people asking other people, did you feel that? I didn't feel that. And, of course, place your own jokes in there.
Well, the best was the news that felt it but didn't report it because they weren't sure. Fox literally stopped. Like, you see the people stop on the broadcast and they keep going.
Yeah.
And then 20 minutes later, they went, oh, it was an earthquake.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, hey, you know, that was...
I felt it. Claire did not. She was really like less than a couple miles away from me.
Allison, her office is above the garage, so she felt the house shake.
Mm.
And I was at Stop and Shop, and she texts me. She's like, did you just feel the earth shake, or did... or should I see a doctor?
Brian wasn't home. She felt the earth shake.
We're having equilibrium issues?
Yeah. As I'm walking around Stop and Shop, people's phones are ringing, and all I could hear is the people at Stop Shop going, no, I didn't feel anything. It was the big...
I don't know what you're talking about.
So we had that happen.
Yes. And then, I was sitting in front of my television having breakfast with the cat, and the cat jumped off her tree and like stood in between the kitchen and the living room. It was like looking at me like pensively, and I was like, what's going on? Then like 2 seconds later, I started to feel like I was on a boat, and like there's stuff going like this.
That was
for, like,
a weird
30
thing.
Seconds,
it was that
and I was
feeling.
Like, what?
Now.
So then I called Josh, and I was like, hey.
Did you feel that?
I just have an earthquake.
Did you feel that?
And I'm not going nuts, right? You always try to go to the person that you know you can check with that's not going to be like, you're insane. If you say something, you just be like, did this happen to you too? Because if it happened to you, then I know it's okay. And I know I had it.
Well, it's like I called Kylie, who's in town.
Yeah.
No. What are you talking about? I'm like, what?
Yeah, because I texted Claire and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. But then I remembered her office is like half of it is underground. And then like the other half is like where her window is for her office is like the sidewalk.
Outside her office. She probably wouldn't feel that.
So she's like embedded in the ground. So it didn't she didn't feel anything.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
So the earth was like, hey, we're going to give you a surprise. And then yesterday, the sun and the moon were like, hold my beer.
Yes.
We're going to give you a solar eclipse.
Yeah.
Which I got glasses from work. They handed it out to everybody.
Yeah.
So I got to sit outside and
Yeah.
watch it for a little bit.
I did as well because it's nice because the sun's literally you walk outside the door of the bunker, and the sun's literally right there. So
yeah,
I was able to go outside. I did accidentally lock myself out of the office for a couple seconds, but then realized I had a spare key in my pocket, so I was able to get back in. But besides that, everything was great.
And of course,
my sister-in-law drove all the way to Vermont. Her and her family went all the way up to Vermont.
Yeah, I just
for 4 minutes.
Yeah, it just seems like a waste of time to me.
It was life-changing.
Huh? Well,
being then underneath, like, in the totality.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I've heard. Like, I watched CNN basically was on from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, like, did the whole thing.
Yes, yes.
I had NASA on at the same time because we hear NASA when there's no shows on, mm-hmm, on one of our channels. So I was watching NASA's version and then watching them at the same time because they were, like, sharing feeds, basically.
Yeah.
So I was kind of, like, watching that. And it was crazy to see the different, like, each place's, like, different response to it.
But yeah. Yeah, the Today Show came on. And, you know, everybody from the Today Show covered it. And they were talking about how it was really cool. And they were in New York. I think they were upstate New York or something.
Yeah. Well, like Niagara Falls didn't really get it because it was too cloudy there. But
yeah. And
I know some people who drove all the way up there. And
did you hear about the train? People took a train out of New York for, like, $4,000 to take a whole thing up there with, like, gourmet meals and everything.
Yeah.
They get to Niagara Falls, couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Well, also, people were in planes, and they did plane flights on purpose where they actually got to see it happen longer because the flight was happening with the path, which was kind of neat.
Yeah.
And then,
I know Indianapolis Speedway had the biggest crowd, 40,000 people.
Oh, wow. So it was over them?
Yeah, because it went right over to Indianapolis.
So they even had, like, Indy cars and the Indy 500 trophy there.
Yeah, they had, like, whole event. They made a whole event out of it.
What's his face from the Weather Channel was there? Joe Cantore?
Yeah.
You know, Thunder Snow guy?
Yeah.
He was there, like,
So it was pretty neat. That part of it was cool.
Thunder Snow guy.
But
yeah, so that happened. We had WrestleMania over the weekend. Yeah.
Next one's 2044.
Yeah.
That's going to be over America.
50.
There'll be other ones.
Well, but the next big one is going to be, like, they said 55 years.
Yeah.
Something like
20 years. Over North America.
Yeah, different paths.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's never the same path.
Exactly. I know. But
There's only one area this year, or this time around, where, like, there's one in 2017, and the one this year, and there was, like, one area where it, like, had gone over twice. The same path, like, it intersected, like, one space of a country. They're selling twice in a lifetime t-shirts.
And they'll sell three time in a lifetime.
If it happens again,
yeah.
It does, yeah.
And then yesterday, UConn men won
last night, the
champs.
Yeah.
The women, unfortunately, lost, but the men brought it home.
They lost in the semifinals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the team that they lost to lost, so.
Well, there you go.
Are you taking a picture of us or a picture of yourself?
Don't worry about what Josh is doing.
Well, he's like, I thought he was taking a picture of me. I was like, I'll look pretty.
So the UConn men's won. This is now their second champ in a row, right?
Yes, twice in a row. Twice in a row. Sixth all time.
Yeah, really cool. So congratulations to them. Really cool.
Women have 10.
The women have 10.
Yes.
And the men have 6.
Yes.
Well, the women are better.
Well, they've been, better longer, I should say.
Yeah. But anyway, it was quite the eventful week.
Wouldn't this be 17 now?
No, this was the 6th for the men.
No, because they already have 16 banners hanging up.
Why did we give Josh a mic?
I don't know. You gave it to him.
Why did you give him a mic? All right. We don't
or 17. Who cares?
It's fine. No, it's fine. Right. We don't want to argue about it.
No one cares.
I broke in because I forgot to turn the timer on. I was trying to see if I could see the clock on the recording.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, okay. All right. So those are all the major events that happened between the last show and this show.
Yes.
Which is quite a lot. Which is and then spring has sprung today.
Yeah.
It's beautiful out,
like,
finally.
It's 70 degrees outside today.
You know, we went from snow, rain to cold.
Yeah.
To a beautiful day. Thank God.
Welcome to New England.
Yeah, welcome to New England. Also, TV news. I don't know if you have any TV news, but the Fallout show is supposed to be coming out the 12th.
Yes.
It has now been bumped up to April 10th.
Okay.
It's coming out April 10th at 6 p.m.
So that's, like, Wednesday?
Yes.
Ooh.
Tomorrow. All 8 episodes.
Oh, man.
So I hope to
watch. What are they doing Friday?
I hope to watch as many as I can so on Monday we can talk about it.
Well, I was going to watch it Friday. I was going to just binge it. Just go for it.
I'll probably binge it over the weekend.
I don't know how long it is. Is it an hour-long episodes or half-an-hour episodes? That's the difference. If it's half-an-hour episodes, I'll get that out of there in no time. 4 hours?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's an easy-peasy. Hour-long episodes, that's when it gets a little more difficult.
If I had to guess this is a Prime show, I bet you the first episode,
minutes.
I bet you 45 to half an hour.
Yeah.
Anyway, so looking forward to that. Also, They just announced the show is not even out. They're going to be doing season two.
Yeah.
So season two has been announced.
Yeah.
Fallout season one is going to hit April 10th. So we will be talking about it next week.
Mm.
So prepare yourself for spoiler talk.
Yeah.
Because it's all dropping out at once. So.
And I know we've been kind of distracted with other stuff, but X-Men 97 has been amazing.
You know what? Oh, my God.
You forgot it was on?
I haven't watched the past episode two.
Yeah.
What are we on, episode four?
I think so.
All right. I can catch up on that.
Yeah.
I mean, before it gets to the finale, I'll be caught up.
But we can
definitely talk about that when the finale happens.
Yeah, it's getting crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, you know why? I've been so focused with everything else in my life. I forgot. A lot of shows have been slipping.
I mean, it's been big. You lost your virginity. It's a lot of stuff to worry
about.
Yeah,
it's a big.
A lot of stuff. I mean, it's a big occurrence for you.
Big.
Totally understandable that you'd be forgetting these things.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lantha.
Oh, my Lantha. I knew you were going to do that.
Anyway.
Yes.
You have TV news?
That was X-Men.
Oh, okay.
I watched X-Men. It's really good.
Now, before we...
Besides that, not much else going on. Not much. Oh, they released the Daredevil cast, basically.
Well, we knew everybody was going to be in it. Because all the leaked photos.
But Bernthal's back. As Punisher.
Yes.
Bullseye is going to be in it.
Yes. The whole cast is back.
Yeah. Basically the whole cast from the original Netflix one.
And it's being, the showrunner is actually the guy who did the Punisher series for Netflix.
Yeah.
So it's in good hands.
Awesome.
It's in good hands. Like our group chat, I'm reserving my excitement for seeing that first episode.
It's hard for me to keep up with our group chat, so
it's gotta
I might
wow
not see
me.
Things that happen in the group chat because I don't have time to go through all three group chats.
There's too many group chats.
There's three with the same people in it, and I can't keep track of what conversation I'm in.
Me neither.
So I just don't really pay attention.
So
I got too much other stuff going on.
Whenever Daredevil Born Again comes out, we will be covering that week to week. That will be a week to week show because
nothing else major is happening.
That this show has gotta do it.
It's gotta wow you.
It's gotta
blow your socks off.
I hope it does. I really do. I'm rooting for it.
Right.
And I'm happy that the cast is back. I'm happy that there are people that from the Netflix shows are involved.
I'm happy What's-Her-Face is back. That's for sure.
Yes. Well,
I can't think of her name either. But
Debbie Ann Warhol?
Yes.
Did I say her name
I think
right?
so.
Maybe.
You're close enough.
Josh would
know. Deborah Ann Warhol.
Thank you, Josh.
There you go.
She does D&D stuff.
She does D&D stuff.
Oh. Okay.
I think she used to be part of Critical Role, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
She was on like two episodes, I think.
I think she was like a special guest.
She was like a special guest.
Yeah.
Back in the True Blood days.
Maybe? You know, she still does it now.
No, I think it was during Daredevil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Neat.
So that's exciting. Before we jump into our WrestleMania.
Mm.
Like our picks.
Yes, the review.
I do want to talk about yesterday. I did watch the Slammies.
Okay.
You're really high.
You're like, let me tell everyone.
My wife, we had
Brian over for Sunday WrestleMania.
She had a good time
she
with
did.
Me, right?
But she said to me, she's like, I didn't know Brian was that into wrestling. I was like, yes. Brian's totally in.
Coming from the people who are both into wrestling.
No, but she didn't know you were that into it. Like, you showed up with a shirt. You showed up, like, ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
You're, like, asking questions. You didn't know a lot of stuff. So
well, there's some stuff
things.
That's all new.
But no, it was just kind of like, she was like, wow. She was like, I didn't think Brian was that into it. And I was like, yeah, he's jumped in.
I jumped in.
He's dove right in, head first. I think you're almost more into it than I am at this point. Like, you were more excited about things than I was. I was like, cool. And Brian's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, that was my first WrestleMania, probably since I was a kid when I was really into wrestling growing up, and I eat my words. I was wrong, and I will be wrong again. But man, I poo-pooed it, and I was just kind of like, eh. It's stupid because I was into it as a kid, and the moment obviously we all, it's like learning that Santa Claus isn't real. You're just kind of like, kind of takes the mystique. But as an adult now,
you got to approach it from a different perspective. Yes. Instead of thinking of it as like a real thing, think of it as just the athleticism part of it.
It's fun.
And the storytelling.
And that's why it's called sports and entertainment.
Well, now it's professional wrestling again. They banned the sports entertainment last night.
What are you talking about? They still say sports and entertainment.
I know, but they used to not be allowed to say professional wrestling, but now they're able to again.
Well, needless to say, my point is this. When I watch it with Allison, who's not into it.
Yes.
She sounded like me at one point.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you just have to go with it. Yeah. It's like watching a John Wick movie.
Yeah.
Really?
It is.
Also,
it's like just turning your brain off.
Yes.
It's the perfect thing.
You kind of escape and you get behind certain wrestlers.
You like live in the world for a little while. And then like you just kind of.
It's a nice escape. I'll give you that much. Also,
it's better than the other stuff on television.
Right. Here's the other thing. I know the big thing is like, Allison and maybe even me and other people, the argument would always be like, well, it's predetermined. And I'm like, yeah, but you know what? We all watch movies and TV shows, and those are all predetermined.
Exactly.
I think
your elections are mostly predetermined. Oh, I threw it out there.
The disconnect is it's a live event.
Yes.
And we associate live events with sporting events.
Yes.
Which are not predetermined.
Correct.
So I think that's where the wrestling blurs the line.
Yeah.
And there definitely could be moments that we're not privy to, or we know
chance there's things you have to change up on
the spot.
Spot.
And they're going by the reaction of the audience. Yeah. If the audience is eating something up, they're going to lean into it.
Yeah.
It's improv.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last night with The Rock, he was supposed to talk way before that, but crowd was doing was booing him, so
the
he just
crowd
kept, like,
was
holding
amazing
up.
At Raw. So anyway, I have definitely found a new love for wrestling for WWE, and it's a lot of fun, and I had a great time coming over and watching with you. I hope I can do it again.
Away from it. What was it about the Slammies?
Slammies. I watched the Slammies. I don't know if the Slammies were permanently like this. They were fun, they were funny, ridiculous, but the production value comparatively to the rest of the stuff they do, which is really good.
Yeah.
The Slammies reminded me of Stafford Spring Speedway
Banquet. It's like a public access event.
It is so bad.
Yeah. Because it's YouTube. It's like the social media department basically does those.
It is. The audio is never right for certain people.
Yeah.
My favorite is when they cut to a package. They don't cut to the package. They're just on the people standing on the stage in the darkness. And I'm like, cut to the package. I want to see the package.
Yeah.
The package audio is always off. But I will give it this. It had all the elements of an award show I love. They still leaned into people getting booed.
Yeah.
They still leaned into, they had R-Truth in the audience having fun.
Yeah.
He was like, we're at the Emmys, right?
Yeah.
Like, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They were fun. I enjoyed them a lot, but it reminded me of Stafford's Speedway.
Well, because they did them at the World, the WWE World. It's like their experience kind of thing.
Mm.
Like their Super Bowl experience kind of thing. It's in a convention center, and it's very...
You think they just put a little bit more production value into it?
They used to. I just think they don't care about the Slammies anymore, really. It's kind of like just like a social media kind of thing.
Yeah, they're fun, though.
Yeah. Just a thing to... Yeah.
Yeah.
And the stuff at the World, like the production quality over there is not very great. Like Pat McAfee's show the first day on Friday.
Yeah.
The first like half hour of the show, the audio for
did
the
you
audience
see that?
Was not working.
Oh, that was awful.
It was just like...
It was that. And then on Monday, I guess, their internet didn't work. So... People are trying to watch it on YouTube,
and
they
couldn't get it on. Like I couldn't
get
it. I had to watch
minutes.
It on ESPN for the first like half hour.
People were complaining that they had to watch TV.
Yeah, yeah,
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they were fun, but the Slammies were very interesting. I've never watched them before. I will definitely watch them every year because I just like the... It felt like a public access show.
Yeah, it's very low rent.
Very low. Yeah. And I'm like, this is such a step down compared to what they do for shows. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, what's going on here?
Because they don't really have a production team over there. It's just like thrown together.
They really don't care about it. Like, it's... Yeah. It used to be... Wasn't it part of like a Raw episode at one point?
It used to be part of like the actual show.
Yeah.
And then they gradually like moved off and then it was just... Like, they would just announce the winners on, like, their website. And now this is the first year.
Well, they
like,
would do, like,
to, like,
little, like, things.
Well, like, I think, like, a couple years they might have done, like, Twitter or TikTok or stuff like that to announce the winners.
Well, this is on YouTube.
Then they moved back to, like, doing it on YouTube. This year was the first time.
Yeah. But they were cool.
Yeah.
I had fun. It was a fun show.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I wanted to say about the Slammies. They're entertaining, but very, very low rent, like you say.
Yeah.
All right. WrestleMania, Mark.
WrestleMania, as we call it here in the
XL.
Yes, the we had multiple times where somebody was getting a perfect score during the WrestleMania challenge. We had one person who didn't do as great as he wanted to, and then we had Brian.
What are you talking about? I know I did fairly well.
No, I know.
Well.
I was just because Josh was the one that was doing well, and then I wasn't, and then you.
So. Oh, that probably pissed you off.
Well, let's find out the results, shall we?
Oh, so, wait. What do we do with the guy not being in the match?
We'll get there. Okay. Yeah, we'll go through each one.
Yeah.
Here
we
go.
We just went with the replacement. We didn't really do
anything. Okay, that's fine.
So we'll go in the order of the way we did them, not in the order of the way that the matches happened, because I don't remember.
Me neither. Oh, I remember.
Well, I kind of remember, but I don't want to go through that trying to figure out the card situation. First off, we had the Final Testament against Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. Street Profits won with Bobby Lashley. We all picked that, so we all got a point for that one. Next up, we had the match that where they pulled Dragon Lee out of that match on Friday night and replaced him with Andrade. So it was Rey Mysterio and Andrade versus Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar. And Rey and Andrade won. So
yes,
we all
got that.
Got a point. So that's two clean sweeps to start the show off, which was great. Then the Damage Control match happened with Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi. I did not get that correct. I'd picked Damage Control. I didn't know that they were turning Jade Cargill into a female monster, basically, who's just going to destroy every human that they put her up against.
She's going to be Beth Phoenix.
Because that's something people want to watch. So Damage Control did not win that match, and then never were seen again during the weekend.
No.
Which I thought was strange.
That surprised me too. They didn't reappear at all.
Yeah, didn't reappear at all during the Bayley Io Sky match. You figured that'd be like the one thing they could have done to kind of mimic the final match of the whole thing.
Well, we don't know. I feel like something's going to happen down the road.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen on Friday, but I was just like surprised there was no like even appearance of them.
Right.
Yes. Then we got to the LA Knight versus AJ Styles match, which happened on Sunday. I picked LA Knight. Josh picked LA Knight. Brian picked AJ Styles. LA Knight won.
Yeah. Now, real quickly.
Brian was very adamant about this on Sunday.
Well, as I'm watching going, I should have picked LA Knight.
Yes.
And.
But you didn't.
I didn't. I don't know their story.
Yes.
I really didn't know much about them. Yeah. I watched the Friday show. That one Friday show, I got a glimpse, and it wasn't enough to really know what was going on. So, coming out of that match, I enjoy LA Knight more.
Yes, I figured you would.
He's a cool guy. Yeah. He's snapping to a Slim Jim.
Yeah, snapping to a Slim Jim, yeah.
Retro.
And they gave the... Wait, we got to talk about this. They gave the car
to
an old lady.
Well, like I said, it's just like the usual thing. Like, old people or... Random nerds.
Did she mail in all the bottle caps or
like
something?
Like 9,000 UPC codes. that they have you enter. And
her grandkid signed her up, probably.
Yeah. Or she signed up for her grandkids or something. Like, her kids, grandkids ate all the Slim
Jims. She looks so not excited.
I mean,
she's like, I gotta pay.
She's gonna sell that thing.
I gotta pay taxes on this.
She's gonna sell that thing in no time.
She's gonna give it to the kids. She's gonna give it to her grandkids.
Yeah.
I think giving it to someone younger that would have been like, oh my god.
I mean, that's not how it works. You kind of just pick the person, and whoever wins wins.
Well,
you don't like. You can't like fix it.
Yeah, it's not that scripted, Brian.
It's not
grandma.
Like the
I really want to
Monopoly game.
I really want to see old. The grandma driving down the road in this
20 miles an hour in a Slim Jim car. Get out of the way, grandma.
It'd be like your grandpa winning it, Brian. It would have been hilarious.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. Anyway, yeah. Go on.
All right. And next up was the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship 6-pack ladder match. It was Judgment Day against DIY, against New Day, against Awesome Truth, against A-Town Down, against New Catch Republic. Now, this match was kind of what I said it was going to be, that they were going to split the belts up.
And
they ended up doing that. Eight Town Down Under is the actual name of their team. Were the first team to take down the SmackDown Championships. So they could have been a winner that you could have picked.
Yeah.
But they weren't.
No.
And then the Awesome Truth pulled down the Raw Tag Team Championships, which was the other team. So you technically had two right answers you could add in this.
Right.
Brian got neither.
No.
And Josh and I both picked Awesome Truth. So each got 2 points on that one.
And yet again, last week I said Awesome Truth, there was something going on with them winning accidentally. To me, it was like, oh, would they really do it?
Yeah.
And I, you know, they would have been my second pick.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is what it is.
I was surprised they did it that way, too.
Yeah.
I was surprised he full-on went, we're splitting the belts. And
well, I figured this was the perfect time to do it. If you're doing a ladder match and having the two belts hanging. And then when they said the whole thing of, even if like each belt had to be taken down separately, then that's like them being like, we're getting rid of the...
I guess that was funny how they sort of like implied, one tag team you got the belts, now go get the other ones. And then...
Well, because it was the only thing left that was only one belt.
Yeah.
Like they'd broken up the... like they and came up with the... World Heavyweight Championship, and then they came up with the like the women's belts were split up. There was never like a so tag team was the only one that was left. That was like
because the women's were the red and the blue belt, and then they did the same thing with
The
men's was belts, the red and blue belt, but then they did the
changed them up. Yeah,
black belt and the red and blue one rotated and
yeah.
But still, I thought it was crazy. It was when Damian was going to climb the ladder, and he told the ref to shut up because the ladder was collapsing.
Well, he didn't realize it.
No, I know, but like
until he
she's
got
like
halfway
screaming
up the ladder, and then the ladder started to fall on him,
and he had to switch up the ladder.
Then the Miz jumped on the other side, and the whole thing started to collapse on him.
I was like, oh, I was so
like Damian like quickly ran back down the ladder so he didn't fall over and it didn't shatter on him. Then they were like, R-Truth had to hand him a ladder, basically.
Yeah,
because they had to like change the ladder up,
and the guy being swung around holding the ladder.
Yeah,
and that was really cool.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Yeah. The next match we had was the Battle of the Usos, Jay versus Jimmy. Jay Uso took down that win.
I think we all knew that was way to go. That
one
scene though, when his brother was like, "I'm sorry," he's like, and everybody's just kind of like,
"I was just like, I think that's." That's something only an older brother would be able to catch.
We've seen this happen in WWE.
No, but I mean more than I just go from like the brother thing,
right?
Yeah.
Like, if Josh was to do that to me, like if we had a falling out and he was like, "I'm sorry," I'd be like, "Dude, f you. I'm not gonna like come over and like shake your hand."
But he did
because I'm waiting on you to just punch me. You're just gonna punch me.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I'm not dumb. I'm not gonna walk over
but
there.
But he went for it.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But we've seen that before.
It's definitely an older brother to a younger brother thing. That's something a younger brother would be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like when you were like younger.
Even I was sitting there going,
but when
on.
We were younger, though, that's something I could have done to you. Like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
man,
the pull
and then, like,
oh,
you get
I
close
didn't
and
mean
like,
it.
Wham! And just whap you one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're dumb enough to fall for that. It's your problem.
But that was a good match. Overall, it was an awesome match.
Yeah. We then moved on to a match none of us got correct. The United States Championship match.
Yeah.
We either thought Randy or Kevin Owens would win, but But unfortunately, Logan Paul held on to his championship.
Yes. Yeah, none of us wanted Logan Paul to win.
Hopefully they do something about that, because God dang, I don't want to listen to Logan Paul talk ever again.
Yeah. Disappointing.
Yes.
Did you see him on Pat McAfee at all?
Yes, the thing
he
where they
broke
were trying to, like,
kayfabe,
turn
and,
him
like, everyone
into
was
being
freaking
a good
out about
guy.
It.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to.
Where are we on points right now, Mark? If you can give, is that possible?
I know I could give you the Saturday breakdown, but that's about it. I can't give you, like,
okay,
exactly right. Where we are.
Continue.
Right now.
I'm sorry. I don't want it to really.
Yeah. We then moved on to the Intercontinental Championship, which Brian was the only one to get correct. He went for the underdog Sami Zayn over Gunther.
Yes.
I thought they were going to keep Gunther going, but they decided that they're going to spin him off onto something else.
That the way that story was going.
I know. I figured that was too many finisher stories.
But yeah. Here is why.
How many finisher stories
this
can we
was,
have in one
this
show?
This was the clue for me. They constantly said, we're in Philadelphia, this is the Rocky story.
Yeah,
this is the Rocky story.
I know.
I'm like, why would you mention this is the Rocky story so many times without the Rocky winning?
You literally had three finisher stories on this WrestleMania.
But this is WrestleMania.
Which I thought about yesterday. I was like, you had the Sami Zayn story, which is a finisher story, redemption story.
Yeah.
You had the Bayley finisher story, redemption story. The exact same story, basically. And then you had Cody Rhodes' finisher story. It was like three of the same story, basically, just with different people in a different time frame.
Well, then if you think about the men's tag, was literally them saying, we have to end a story because...
Yeah, well, they had to end the story to get to another story, which we'll talk about
and
in
then,
a second.
And then, you know, Sami Zayn now, he's got some new stuff starting up from
he's
going to
go against
Monday.
Chad Gable, but it's like, what's that going to do with anything? It's like, you're not going to, like, take the belt off Sami next week.
No.
So what are you going to do then? Change Chad to a bad guy?
They're,
I mean, that's like,
they're going to build to something new.
So
but
angry short guy.
I
mean, that's
honestly
a story we've never seen before.
I felt like Sami Zayn and Gunther was basically a smaller version of what Cody was going through. It was just a
well,
smaller
it would have been
version
if they actually
that.
Used Imperium correctly and had Imperium helping Gunther to win against Sami Zayn and like did it that way, where Gunther was like, "You have to go through my plebes." Basically,
well, they used Uso
to get there.
The last Monday Night Raw, Uso came out.
But I mean, if they used
and helped
like,
Gunther,
but if they used the Imperium guys, like they did last night, who came out, but did it that way during the actual story, where you had to like he had to go through each guy, and they would keep beating him up every time.
They got to keep
even
it
if they
concise.
Won, like you beat the guys.
They got to keep it. Keep it.
That's
concise.
I just. Yeah.
Well, didn't,
but anyway,
didn't he Sami fight them earlier?
No, but like really earlier on though.
Yeah,
not,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
On the
is...
lead up to it, like I thought, like if they had him like fight the two guys from Imperium. And he'd beat those guys, but as soon as he'd beat them, he'd then get jumped by the other one.
Yeah.
And then, like, have it so he's, like, basically, but then it's basically the Cody story, so.
Yeah, you
can't.
Well,
then, do you think they might pull the, you know, now he has the belt, he's going to fight Chad, and during the Chad and Sami fight, Imperium comes out and...
Yeah, I think that's going to happen.
I was wondering,
because
that's what I was thinking.
I also was thinking, too, last night, like, are they going to move Gunther on, or are they just going to pull Gunther out for a little bit and then bring him back as they head into the pay-per-view in Germany and then have him like win the belt back in Germany, the Intercontinental Championship back.
I almost think they're
it's like
give like
him like
a
break. He just got married, so maybe he's like doing his honeymoon situation.
Gunther.
Right. But moving on, we had the Women's World Championship, which was Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch.
The one match I was looking forward to.
One match you were looking forward to. And honestly, it was probably the worst match of the whole weekend.
Sadly.
Becky ended up catching strep throat during the week leading up to WrestleMania.
Yep.
She was not looking well. She looked very pale. I could tell they were, like, I thought they were trying to make up her up a little bit to make her look more alive, basically. Because I guess she had, like, 102 fever, like, the night before WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, they said
so
she's
like,
fever.
Really able to get out of bed in the past, like, 3 days. They probably shot her up through full of IV. And
did we all get that right though?
No, I'm the only one that picked Becky, and you guys got it right.
My heart wanted Becky to win, but I had a feeling it wasn't going to happen. Now that match, you know, was the one match I was really looking forward to. But coming out of WrestleMania, there was a lot of matches that were fantastic, and this was the weakest of the whole weekend. I do agree. It just
and you could tell that she was really sick because she didn't show up last night.
Right. Yeah.
If she was feeling any better, they would have brought her back last night to like keep the story going, maybe.
Yeah. But or shown up when Cody won, when everybody went out
there. They moved her on to live. So.
Spoilers.
What?
Spoilers.
Well, everybody knows that Cody won, but. Yeah. So, yes, I feel like I don't know where the story's going to go. If Becky, if they're still going to go.
Yeah.
If that story's going to continue, we do know after Monday Night Raw. Liv Morgan
going back for a revenge tour.
Attacked Rhea in
almost
the hallway.
Almost took her eyeball out. Did you see that last night?
Yeah.
Jeez
Louise. Dude, she jumped
her. She wanged that chair across
the
room.
Dude, so it's going to get interesting. And I hope
Man,
Becky
you
gets
tell
better
she
because...
She was not expecting it to come like that.
No.
It like did not come off their Liv's hands correctly.
And I'll say, leading up to this match, though, all the Becky fights that have been happening have been fantastic.
Yeah.
So you knew she wasn't feeling well.
It was
well.
Something weird.
They
well,
just
there
had
was
it.
No...
It was quick.
And Rhea was hurt, too.
Yeah, she was
fine. She was on
Pat
McAfee.
She's had like
had
a
wrist
thing.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like a
she's
weird...
going to have to have like surgery on sooner or later, but...
But,
she's
yeah.
just she can wrestle with it, but when she's not wrestling, she has to put a...
So it was a good match, but it was probably the least exciting one.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Next match we had was the WWE Women's Championship, Io Sky versus Bayley, who debuted new theme music, not the song Josh was wanting to hear, I'm assuming. She should not come out to the hugger music, which we talked about, Brian and I were talking about it Sunday. It's like, I don't think you can do the hugger anymore in 2024.
Well, and then, you know, then she came out like as like an Egyptian goddess thing, and I
yeah,
thought that was
that was
weird.
Strange, too.
That was kind of cool. I liked it.
Well, looked cool, but I didn't get the...
Yeah, I don't know if that was just for WrestleMania or if that was, like, the new thing that she's going with.
Yeah.
But
if she's saying
on...
she's a queen, if she's saying she's the Egyptian queen...
Well,
that's
what
I mean.
But she's not Egyptian,
thing. It was like...
So?
It just didn't fit. You know?
Yeah, it was a weird vibe. It didn't really work out. But we'll see how
I guess I'm the only one who liked it.
We'll see what
I liked it. It was
intro is on Friday and see if it's something different. She could do something different. That's happened before. They've
but it's also WrestleMania. They have to make things bigger than life.
True.
You know?
Yeah. But Bayley ended up winning that one. Everybody got that one right, except for Brian, who picked Io Sky.
Yet again, this is
yet
a storyline I wasn't familiar with. But coming out of that...
You'll be more prepared for the next show because you were going to start watching SmackDown now.
Yeah.
So.
I will say I'm on Team Becky. You know, even though I didn't pick her, I'm glad she won.
You mean Bayley?
Bayley.
Yes.
Whatever.
She did win.
Yeah, she did win. Bayley won.
You got
so many names. Yes. So anyway, I'm happy she won, even though I didn't vote for her. I don't know that story, and I will watch SmackDown, so I'll know more about
and it's,
it.
It's a long story if you go all the way back.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Don't dive into
it's
that.
It's a long story to begin with.
My brother, believe it or not, when we went to New Hampshire, he literally gave me the background on a lot of things.
Yeah.
So it was kind of nice.
Yeah. Next up, before we get to the two big championship matches, we're going to get into the biggest tag team match in the history of WrestleMania. Rock and Roman versus Seth and Cody. Rock and Roman took down the win, which technically, in my opinion, was like the only way it could have happened.
Yes.
That would have made the story make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Rock and Roman won. Josh did not pick that.
No.
One of Josh's few incorrect answers. And Brian picked Rock and Roman as well as I did. So, yeah, that was a pretty straightforward match. We kind of just figured they were just going to make it a squashy kind of match.
Yeah.
Basically was. Rock, like, pulled his power trip and forced the ref to not count out people and threatened to fire people. And
that, okay.
Beat up a referee, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole bloodline rules and everything. That last match on Saturday night, I had Allison watch it, and she was just like, what is going on?
Yeah.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
That was entertaining. The Rock was amazing.
Yeah.
That was an awesome match.
Yeah.
Went on from like an hour.
It did. 45 minutes, actually.
Yeah.
They went off to the World Heavyweight Championship match, which opened up night two of... the event.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Technically, some people did get this right, because they said Drew McIntyre, who did win and had the belt for a total of 5 minutes and 46 seconds.
Now, yeah. What do we do for points? Because now he technically lost it.
Well, because we went off the match that happened.
Oh.
He won the match.
Gotcha.
Now, if you had said that, what I was thinking about doing is saying if you can then put on here that you do, that Damian would cash in, and if he doesn't, then you lose the points that you would have gotten.
You know, you could
or
do.
Would double the points that you had gotten.
You could do whoever has the cash in for the next big event, right?
Well, it won't happen until after the next.
Right. I'm just saying for the future.
Yeah.
It's an idea. Maybe make that, like, you can add that person to whatever matches.
Yeah, when will he cash in?
And if you put it on there. Get it right, maybe you get a substantial amount of points.
Yeah, and if you don't, you lose all your points.
But yeah, that's...
No, like, maybe you lose that point.
You lose those amount
like,
of points.
Maybe he's worth 10 points.
Yeah.
Maybe you, if you were to get the correct match, he cashes in.
But then if you get
in,
it wrong, you can't use it again.
Well, yeah, you don't.
You can't like every time be like, maybe you gotta do this one.
It would be a bonus points. Yeah. I think it would just be bonus points.
Yeah.
After we do our whole ticket, we could say the cash in will be on this match.
Yeah. Okay.
It could be fun. That could be fun to do.
Yeah.
Well, like we do sort of that with like the hockey stuff.
Yeah.
And we do like if you think this guy's gonna get a point or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a super bonus.
Yeah. But if you
use your super bonus, you don't get any points.
Right.
I'm kind of thinking about maybe doing that with the draft, since we'll talk about that. But then, the match to end all matches, the undisputed WWE Universal Championship match, the champion Roman Reigns went up against Cody Rhodes, and as you heard earlier, Cody Rhodes won.
He finished his story. And boy.
And everybody, one of us, picked Cody to win.
Yes.
And he did. That was a good match. Going out of Saturday... I had 5 points, Josh had 7 points, and Brian had 7 points. So there's a tie.
Oh, yeah, it's a tie with Josh.
But at the end of all of it, I had 11 points, Josh has 13 points, and Brian has 12 points.
Second place, baby.
So 11, 12, 13. So really only it's a one championship match.
Yeah, it was
difference.
Yeah. So really,
I still think
no
they're pretty
one,
good.
Like,
I think they're pretty
good.
Ran
away with it, which I was surprised by.
Yeah, I did. Listen, I was paying attention. You could see the breadcrumbs on some of these storylines and where they're going to go. If you're not paying attention, I think it's easy to miss. Like the Sami Zayn thing, I'm like, you cannot be telling me this is the Rocky match 3-4 times leading up to it and not have Rocky win. That makes no sense to me. So... But anyway, WrestleMania was awesome. I had a fun time. This was fun.
So
we'll definitely
a total of
20
points that were up for grabs.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad
yeah.
for all of us.
So you got over half.
Yeah.
Half right.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. No one really lost.
No one got really bad. No one like got like 4 points.
Right. Nobody bombed out, which is good.
Yeah.
We're all pretty
and we did decide
equal.
On Sunday, Josh, we talked about this. Brian and I talked about this as the show was going on. That we're going to make this up and break this up into 4 seasons.
Oh.
And then do one like year-long event season. So we'll have a winner at the end of each season between each of the 4 big events.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll end it at the end of...
WrestleMania.
No, the one before WrestleMania.
No, isn't WrestleMania the big?
Well, no, WrestleMania.
It was the start of our season.
It's the start of the season, so we'll do it.
It felt like the end, though.
Daytona, big one first.
Yeah. WrestleMania feels like the end and the beginning of the new. Kind of feels like it's that.
Well, it would be. It's like the dovetail. So it'll end and it'll also start the next.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go whatever you say.
We'll figure it out.
Whatever Mark says, I'm game.
So yeah. So there you go. And then we ended up in yesterday.
Yes. I watched Monday Night Raw this morning. Wow.
Yeah.
I love the little video package they had for Cody.
Yes. I love the fact that they were trying to fit enough people into the building that they didn't put up the big Jumbotron.
But they had a Jumbotron above them.
Yeah, but instead of doing that, so instead of having on like the big Titantron screen that they would usually have,
I know, the little tiny
they had
screens.
To roll out like this kind of thing
yes.
and put it behind
them. I was going
to say. I was like, hey, I know that stand.
But they had the Jumbotron above them, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, but it,
yeah, but it was just funny because you actually...
It's different than the Titantron, which is...
Yeah, if you saw the wide shot, they literally had like a TV like this pointing towards the ring, and then they had another one on the opposite side pointing towards the announcers.
Yes, yes.
So they could see it too.
Yeah,
so it was just kind of funny.
Because basically, if you were close to the ring...
Yeah.
You couldn't see the Jumbotron because it's
because you're too high or too close. So they had like literally put like TVs around the ring so people could see it from the different sections.
I thought it was a great video. I was even getting a little emotional, especially when they showed his dad at the very end. I thought that was very nice. And Triple H coming out there, like it's like you can tell this is a new beginning for WWE. Mm. They're really hammering it home with that. And then The Rock coming out. That was...
Yeah.
So...
It was very awkward.
Well, no, The Rock is...
He gave off a very creepy vibe last night.
The Rock is going after Cody.
Well, I understand that, but still, it was just his...
With the whole...
Instead of being, like, angry Rock, he was, like, creepy stalker Rock, which was kind of strange.
Well, he's...
Like, I want to hold your belt.
Yes, yes.
You could hold my belt.
Yes. What do you think he gave him?
I had two thoughts on it. It was either a Hall of Fame ring of some sort.
His dad's?
Maybe. But I don't know why Cody would have given him that or how Rock would have gotten it.
Well, he is a chair guy. He
can't like just go grab his Hall of Fame ring.
No,
I really thought he
can. He can do anything he wants.
He went into the Hall of Fame before, so they would have it.
Yeah, but the other...
not Rock. Cody and the family would have his Hall of Fame.
Would have Dustin's Hall of Fame.
Let's think story wise. He basically said, "I'm going to be disappearing for a while." We all know he's doing a movie.
Yes.
When I come back, I like that belt, and he's like, he's laser
thing
focused
I've heard
on
online,
Cody.
And what makes more sense is he gave Cody one of the rocks off of Roman's necklace.
That would make sense.
Because technically, since Roman was wearing a necklace into the match, Cody defeated him fair and square.
He would become the leader.
Technically, Cody is
table.
Now the tribal chief. And the only way Rock can become tribal chief is if he beats Cody now and not Roman.
That's interesting.
So he gave him one of the rocks and he's like, "You broke my heart because you took away my chance to win it from one of my family members. Now I have to win it from... you."
And he said, "You'll know when you smell,
you know what
the rock is cooking,
but you can feel it in your hand." So I could tell it would be a rock would be make right. more sense.
And you know what, I think that's probably a really good guess. Mark, because
what
he said
it out before I did,
what he said and alluded to, and we don't see it yet again. This plays into the fact that what did he whisper? Well, you all know I'm gonna make you bleed. But
make you bleed your own blood.
This is kind of like, you know, this is like, yet again, we have a little mystery box.
Yeah.
He's going to disappear. Cody's going to have to do his own thing. And then now Cody and The Rock, which I think will be a fantastic match. When
but
that
then my
happens.
Thought was, okay, so if that's the case, and he said the whole thing of whether you're champion or not, when I come back, I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, if he's not champion,
he's going to be champion.
Then whoever would beat Cody would then become technically the tribal chief. So then why wouldn't you then go after that person?
Well, I think he's just saying.
I know, but it was just
going off what you're saying, Cody would have to walk in as the tribal chief, not just in a match, right? Because if Roman wasn't wearing a necklace, would it have counted?
Well, I guess we'll find out more on Friday about what that's going to look like, and if Roman even shows up, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
and if Roman doesn't show up on Friday, then like what happens with the rest of the bloodline? Like they're just gonna just...
I think they're gonna
go
disappear.
Out on their own.
They're gonna disappear for a little bit.
Yeah,
because they've been defeated. They can't. They have to. I think The Rock's gonna come back, and I think The Rock and Cody match is gonna be massive.
Yeah,
I don't think they're gonna wait for WrestleMania.
Well, then,
but we'll
then
get
you also have
later.
The other thing that happened Monday, which was the 4-pack for the number one contender.
Yes.
Yes.
So would. Does anyone think that the bloodline might get involved in that as well? Because it's the Uso thing, you know.
Maybe. I don't know. It kind of seems like it's...
It just... feels.
It feels like the match with Cody was like the end of the Bloodline story, basically.
Well, because they have no power
and
anymore,
they keep
really.
Like having that go along.
They gotta
like
put it
them,
away.
Like,
they have to put
like
it away.
Jimmy going after Jay and stuff. It feels like it kind of like has run its course at this point.
Yes, yes.
Like
they
Jay
have to figure
beat
out
Jimmy
with Solo.
And Solo like was like yelling at Roman, and Roman's like, "I know, I'm no, I'm gonna do it." Jeez, wait a second. I'm an old man. Give me a minute. So I don't know. It feels like there's. It feels like they've done great with the other stories, and now it's like all these ancillary stories. It's like they have to try to figure out how to, like, I'm sure they will, and I'm sure they know what they're doing. They get paid to do this. I don't. Like finding out, it'd be interesting to figure out what they're gonna do with like the Jay and the Solo, and like what happens to
Paul.
That. Well, yeah, like does Paul keep coming around, and without Roman, is Roman gonna appear? Like, how's that gonna work?
I feel like Roman's
like when's the first time Roman like comes back, and like the thought I had just now as I was saying it out loud was like the thought would make sense to me would be to have Rock beat Cody at SummerSlam or something, and then you then bring Roman back, and he's now trying to like he's like coming back to like reclaim his throne, but you've kind of made him now the babyface going after Rock. Who's like taking over the Bloodline and taking over everything from Roman?
I feel like,
and like
Cody's
Roman's now like the defeated
guy.
No, I know, but I'm saying that's like the other way you could do it, you know?
Could.
We'll see.
I do want to go back to the.
But the four way match.
What?
Ended with Drew about to Claymore kick Jay into oblivion.
Yes.
But then a sneaky CM Punk appeared.
Oh, yeah, we didn't really talk about that.
Puxatunny
the...
Phil appeared from underneath the ring to declare there's six more weeks of winter.
Right. He is really the Achilles heel.
You keep grabbing him around the ankle.
Yes.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
You get the imagery they're putting out there?
Yes.
He's the heel. Drew's Achilles heel.
Yeah. Man, I feel bad for McIntyre. CM Punk will not let this...
And I think I heard a thing this morning of
it's going to be good
the,
when CM
the
Punk
show
wrestles
I watch
again.
That reviews wrestling and all that, and they made a good point that Drew brought up the whole thing about the Money in the Bank and it being like the reason why he lost and everything.
Yeah,
that now sets up Drew as the perfect person to win Money in the Bank to continue his like hypocrite character of him now having the Money in the Bank.
You think he will?
Yeah.
When do they do that again?
I think that's around May or so. No,
yeah,
not
like
May.
A couple,
like June, July, maybe.
I'll check.
Yeah.
Well, I really want Drew McIntyre to take down CM Punk. I want to see that match.
Mm.
But people love CM Punk.
They do.
And he is a great foil.
Yeah.
He is. He's really good at what he's doing.
And
I like what
true,
they're doing here. It's really.
Yeah. And in the midst of all this, Damian Priest is the champion, which seemed to be.
So Judgment Day has yet again another belt. With
which seems to be very much of an afterthought. Like, oh yeah, by the way, we also have Damian Priest.
Oh, July.
Here's the heartbreaking video package for Cody Rhodes and his championship win, which is technically the SmackDown championship on the Raw show. But, you know, by the way, Damian Priest also won a belt, but let's send out R-Truth and Miz to distract them in there.
Wait.
What?
Money in the Bank.
Yes.
It's going to be Money in the Bank weekend.
Yes.
So it starts with SmackDown on Friday.
Correct.
Money in the Bank on Saturday in Toronto.
Correct.
And then finishing up with NXT Heatwave on Sunday.
Gotcha.
It's
Raw on Monday.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's like a whole. They're selling tickets for the whole weekend.
Well, that's because
they're keeping Heatwave in Toronto, whereas Raw's not in Toronto that Monday.
No, I know.
So last night that was awesome with Awesome Truth and John Cena. Joining in. John Cena came out of nowhere.
Little Jimmy.
Childhood hero.
The three of them just went to town.
Oh, yeah. That was just Cena's in town still. We might as well use him.
I think John Cena might be back for a little bit. You think?
No, he's going after
he's got a movie.
And then he has Peacemaker.
No.
Two.
Well,
he's got a movie and TV shows.
Yeah, he's got. He literally said on Pat McAfee's show that he's off. On Monday, he said like he's off after this. Yeah. To go back to filming a movie
back,
that he stopped
but
during
he's
the
not
COVID.
Back for a while.
Well, no, he's the movie he stopped during the strike.
Right.
Restarts next month.
Yeah, but
and
he likes. He said something like, "He's not done."
Yeah.
But he's also not back.
Yeah.
Well,
he's got
anyway,
stuff to do.
he, needless to say, he's back in my heart.
Yeah,
it was
then
great
Peacemakers
to see him.
Comes out. Season two kicks off after that movie that he's filming.
But that it was still cool.
Yeah,
it was still cool.
And we did finally get The Rock finally got to have his DC battle.
Oh yeah,
Black Adam versus Peacemaker.
Yes, we did. We get.
Yeah.
Now let's go back to Sunday night real quick. During that match, we had Bloodline rules. We had The Rock shows up. You know,
Cena shows up. The brothers fought each other, threw each other off of stage.
But the big moment of the night, you hear the bell,
the dong,
the dong from Undertaker's theme. It goes completely.
Brian kept saying it all night.
What?
Oh, the dong. I was like, Brian,
you dropped the dong.
Stop saying the
I
dong
didn't say that.
Over and
it
over
goes
again.
Completely black.
Oh, the dong.
The lights come up. The Undertaker is face to face with The Rock.
Yes.
Grabs him by the neck.
Yeah.
Picks him up. Does the Undertaker.
Yes. Choke slam.
Throws him on the ground. It goes completely dark.
Yes.
And The Rock, John Cena,
yes,
the Undertaker all disappear.
Yeah.
Thanos style.
Yeah, Thanos style. He snapped him.
The only people are
Seth.
Yeah, Seth, Cody,
and Roman.
Roman.
Seth stands up in his shield garb.
Yeah.
He was Cody's shield?
Which was nice symmetry, since he had told Cody that he would be his shield, and he came out as Shield Seth.
It made me like Seth freaking Rollins a little bit more.
Yeah, and took the chair shot from Roman.
Yeah.
The first betrayal of Roman.
It was nice to see him not, like, I thought, like, well, is he going to turn?
And I'm pretty sure we won't see Seth for a while now either.
Yeah.
Got to heal him up.
Yeah. I think there's some bigger stories coming his way because I think what he did was really good for Cody. So I feel like there's an ally.
Yeah.
They're going to be allies for a little bit longer now.
Like we said earlier, there's also, at the end of this month, the draft.
Yeah.
Which is happening the same weekend. They're very smart. They did a pretty smart move. It's actually happening the same weekend, I believe, as the NFL draft.
Oh, really?
So you're kind of hitting both sections there. So you can, and I would love to see like them,
especially the NFL guys that have been showing up recently.
Well, I was even thinking like as they're announcing, I'm like, oh man, I think it's the same weekend as the NFL draft. And if that's the case, you have Pat McAfee there, who's an NFL guy who does the NFL draft, does like a whole, literally will do a live stream through the whole first round of the draft. Which he's done for the past couple years.
April 25th through the 27th.
Is the NFL draft?
Is the NFL draft.
Yeah, so there you go. So, like, my thought was, what a great production idea would be to have McAfee's crew do, like, the draft. But have, like, them on
a draft
set
show for...
And do, like, the draft special beforehand.
Yeah.
But then also, like, have them, like, set up in the arena as the drafts are being picked. And then, like, they go back to them. And be like, break down the draft and like have like McAfee like host like a draft, like breakdown sessions of each draft pick and everything. Like, oh, you know, this guy's gonna be great. You know, he's done this and blah, blah, blah. Or this lady or this girl's gonna be an awesome move to, you know, big pickup for them, and like break it down and do the whole thing. Mm. Kind of mimic the NFL. I think that'd be awesome.
There you go. I'll check out the draft.
Yeah, it's your first one.
Yeah.
And drafts are exciting.
Speaking of first ones, I'm gonna segue right into this. Because we're going to wrap it up.
You're going to talk about losing your virginity again?
No.
Oh, okay.
At Raw, we had Perez and Hartwell. And if I'm not mistaken...
Roxanne Perez, the women's
NXT champion. And that was her first Raw.
It was.
Yes.
Ilya Dragunov, his first Raw as well.
Yes. I was going to say.
So,
the NXT champion, who's put himself into the draft pool.
Right.
And that's going to be the new thing they're doing this year. This is something you don't know about this because you've never been a part of it, never seen these before. Usually it's just Raw and SmackDown that draft back and forth, or you can draft up from NXT. But this year they're opening it up to all three brands can draft from anywhere. So you can be on Raw and get drafted to NXT. You can be on SmackDown, draft to NXT. So that's going to make
NXT is kind of like the minor leagues.
They are,
but
they're like now trying
there.
To like make it into, because they're moving to CW at the end of the year. So it's going to be like a third brand more than it was originally, where it was like the, you know, come up show.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be like people who like lower tier folk.
Because they want the audience
lower down
to go
the card folk.
They want
and
people
also,
to watch.
They've been doing that recently with like Dom going back there. The
yeah, like Baron OG's Corbin's a tag team champion.
Yeah,
down
Corbin
there
is
with
tag.
Braun
so
Breaker. And
they've been doing. It's almost like old NASCAR.
Yeah.
Whereas Xfinity had
yeah, well,
a couple
still
of
do,
the
yeah.
champions racing.
Yeah,
and
like
then,
Natalya's battling Roxanne Perez tonight on NXT for the championship. So, you know, stuff like that. So I think that's what they're going to do is kind of mix it up so it's more.
So it's not just. It's developmental plus.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, so you have
yeah.
some.
You have some folks down there. They could also be like coaches at the same time.
And also, like, it's not like they haven't done it before where guys have gone from the main show down to.
No, but I was just thinking.
Yeah,
it, like,
no, just, yeah.
I was just saying, too, it makes sense because if you're moving to a new channel, like the CW,
you want
which
people
is
to watch.
A broadcast network and not, you know, a cable network, yeah. you need the names to get people to tune in, like
yeah.
your casual fans. Like, a casual fan's not going to know who Ilya Dragunov is. Or Roxanne Perez, right. but if you put like a Ricochet or like
yes.
a, you know,
Ricochet
Reed,
was on fire
like,
last night too.
Like guys like you know, a Shinsuke Nakamura or someone
yeah.
like not saying
oh.
those folks exactly, but like
but
that
names.
Level of names.
Yes, they're up and
down there.
Yeah,
that can or
now,
folks that like might need a refresh or might need a new
right.
gimmick.
So
or,
we got some new people. From NXT,
yeah,
they'll
be there every night.
Raw.
They just usually just come to Raw,
right? So
I'm assuming. And the other thing too is, the thing has changed a little bit. Raw after SmackDown used to be the big show because it was literally like the first show of the season, so
WrestleMania.
To speak.
Yeah,
but they've kind of turned it since SmackDown went to Fox. It's kind of turned into the Raw after Mania is kind of like the highlight version of
yeah.
WrestleMania, but then SmackDown is like the full on like. Here's where all the craziness starts.
Mm.
Like next Monday, you'll start getting more debuts of people on Raw.
Yeah,
and like that's when like this like the season starts, so to speak.
Well, we
well,
had
yeah,
two.
You need
the, debuts.
You need to wrap up what happened.
Yeah,
and you can't
like,
do
usually
it in the 2 hours.
Usually, it's like their free
to...
agent signings starting appearing on that
well, like,
Raw after Mania.
And then they,
like...
yeah, that they because Andrade
yeah
signed with Raw, and they did that whole little
yeah.
Oh,
but, like,
you signed them to Raw. And, I'm just gonna pick them in the draft.
Yeah, but well, no, like last year they did like in previous years, like you've had like big names would debut on the Raw after WrestleMania,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
or big returns would happen on the Raw after WrestleMania, and now it's kind of like it seems like SmackDown Friday will start that. We'll have the big returns or the big free agent signings might appear.
Yeah, yeah.
So Friday should be a good show.
Well, I definitely will be watching Friday.
Yeah.
All right. Well. The other match, this, I did not see, this match was not, for me, I watched it this morning, it wasn't on there, but it was Jade versus Chelsea Green.
It,
oh,
like
it was nothing.
You might
it
have
was,
missed it if you were fast forwarding.
It was a squash.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Jade won,
yeah.
right, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
I thought, you know, during WrestleMania, out of those women, Jade, she is going to explode.
They're strapping the rocket to her back is what they're doing.
She's really good.
Yeah.
I really think so. And she's got the charisma
yeah.
and she's got the moves and she can wreck house.
Yeah.
So I believe
well,
she's going to do.
I mean, we haven't seen her do much yet, really.
What we have seen her do.
They've set her up for just
has
squashes.
Been really good, though.
If they're going to set her up for squashes for a little bit, then
well,
I can understand that until she starts getting into like an actual program with somebody.
Well, all
but
I'm
I can
saying
see her just
is
like throwing jobbers around for the next
all
couple
I'm saying
months.
Is the audience
well,
eats her up.
Yeah.
The audience loves it.
They're probably
it,
waiting
so.
For the draft to actually figure out
what
well,
yeah,
they're
see
put
where
her.
Like she's gonna land and who's gonna be on what and everything.
Yeah.
And all that.
I think she's someone to watch out for.
Yeah.
I really do. But other than that, I think we hit upon everything.
Yeah.
So we had some newbies on Raw. We had some big moments on Raw. John Cena was on Raw, which
was
always fun
he
to
was.
Watch.
The Rock.
The Rock. The Rock.
The only thing I will
he's
say,
he's going
though,
away for a little bit. So
the only thing that was the only downside for me on WrestleMania, and I think this is more just me knowing how stuff sounds because I know television stuff, is when it's an open air situation.
Yeah.
It always seems like it doesn't sound as good. Like last night, only 20,000 people, sound like the place was like blowing the roof off it.
Well,
whereas at the Link. Over the weekend, they had 70,000 people each night.
But it was open.
And it didn't sound as
well, did you also notice that,
you know that
night one sounded different than night two?
Yeah. It's like the audience
it was
wasn't
weird,
as
like,
into night one.
Night one
as
sounded
night
quiet.
Yeah.
It's almost like they didn't have microphones in the
yeah,
crowd or something.
I noticed that too. And that's what made me start thinking, like, maybe there's something. I mean, at first, I was like, oh, maybe it's just because like, it's open air. But then, like, on Sunday, it sounded different. Then it could just be the different crowds. Like, you could have some people that didn't go to night one.
Saturday was sold out.
A lot of people
were
talking about how night one definitely sounded completely different than night two.
Yeah. I mean, Saturday night, they said, was sold out, and they had limited seats for Sunday. Yeah. I'm sure it sold out both nights, but it's an open arena. So I think when like when I watched the show SmackDown that took place in Foxwoods on TV, that the audience sounded so loud.
Yeah, it's such a smaller venue. Yeah, and inside the building sounds different. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Inside sounds different than outside.
Yeah.
Which is what I, like, the only thing I, like, I am all for them doing bigger shows. I think that's great, and the bigger venues. I just feel like, unfortunately, like, domes work better. Like, when they have, not domes, but even just enclosed facilities. Like, last year was at SoFi.
Like, Texas has,
a roof.
Half dome.
Yeah. Or, like, stuff like that, where you can close the roof and stuff like that. When they did it at the like Arizona Diamondback Stadium, where they have like the open roof that they can close and stuff like that. It sounds stuff sounds better. It sounds more intense than
it didn't bother me much. It was still awesome, but
no, but
like,
the crowd cheering stuff always helps.
Yes.
You know.
The crowd was so into it. The
crowd was so into it for
the final match Saturday.
I feel like they just didn't set up the mics right.
Yeah.
You're right in there?
Yeah, I'm getting text messages.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, we
phone too close to the microphone.
We should kind of wrap this up anyway.
Yes.
We've gone on long enough.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
And we promise this isn't turning into a wrestling podcast. We're gonna get back into doing.
There was just nothing else on
movies and TV shows.
This was the biggest thing.
Yeah, but when stuff starts happening again, we'll start doing it. But
yeah.
Since there's nothing else on,
we'll split up the time. We'll figure it out week by week.
Yeah.
But who cares? I think it's a lot of fun, and it's fun talking about it.
Yeah.
And I, you know,
And we appreciate everyone who's jumping on and getting into watching the show because of the wrestling talk. We welcome you, of course.
Yeah.
We do invite you to join us. We will be doing our next picks for the show Payback, which happens in just a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of May.
So we're going to be doing wrestling again.
Wrestling again.
I mean, we probably don't have to really talk about Raw and SmackDown
every
week.
No.
If
something big happens, we'll bring it up.
We'll bring it up, but then, leading in and after.
We'll get to the pay-per-views, PLEs, as they call them.
Yeah.
We'll do that. And we have two next month. So I don't know if we're going to do the Saudi Arabia one.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right.
And you're,
I don't know if you wanted to protest it for, you know, ethical reasons or something.
No.
Okay.
I don't care.
Right. I don't care about people.
Are you protesting it?
I was thinking about it.
They were in Saudi Arabia. They've always played Saudi Arabia.
I'm just saying.
This is not the first time.
They wouldn't let Sammy fight a couple years ago.
They wouldn't. Because he's part Syrian.
Mm.
He wasn't able to. But now he's able to again.
Right. I don't really want to bring politics into my wrestling, so I don't really care. Give me a safe space, people.
Saudi Arabia is always weird because they have matches sometimes that don't mean anything.
Yeah, it's a kind of a glorified house show kind
of that way.
But we'll see.
This is why I like doing comic shows.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Because I don't
want to
talk about
people,
that stuff.
Well, because only certain... On that side of it, like, they don't really take... It's not, like, as important of a PLE as the other ones are.
I understand
it's more
why they
just, like,
it.
Throw things... They just throw people out there to, like, who can go or who
I'm
going to
watch
go.
It.
Yeah, it's takes place in the middle of the day, usually, because it's in Saudi Arabia.
I know. I remember going to my grandfather's house.
Yeah.
And it was on at, like, 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I was like... Wait, why is this on at 2 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
And they told me. And I'm like, oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And
they'll be at weird times this year because, like, they're happening in, like, all over the
world.
Like,
Yeah.
Clash of the Castles in Glasgow.
Right,
and they have whatever the Berlin one's called.
Listen, I say we still do it because it's a big event.
Yeah.
Now, going forward, WrestleMania's over.
Yes.
That was a so you're going to be keeping track of points from now?
I will... put a thing together that says I'll put a sheet together that has like what pay-per-views I'll go through their schedule and figure out how they're doing it and figure out where the four big things are, and then I'll say like this is going to be our end like the pay-per-view or the PLE before WrestleMania will be the end of the season.
Okay, you're in charge of this.
Yeah, so we'll kick off with, or maybe I'll end it this year with WrestleMania.
I was just about to say, do you want to just
and then next
do a bookend
year, the next
for this
year we'll
year,
start
new?
Like at Payback. We'll start with the next season.
WrestleMania feels like an end.
Yeah.
Not a beginning.
Yeah.
Because you're leading up.
It was a good chase to start this, at least.
Yes. But,
but
that was all lead up. I feel like WrestleMania is sort of like the culmination of everything.
Yeah.
And then, like you say, this week is kind of like the beginning of something
new.
Yeah,
it's a new season premiere kind of situation.
Right. So I feel like going here to next WrestleMania makes
sense.
Let's talk
about it off camera. How about that? Instead of mapping out everything on the show as we should. But yes, no, going back to what I was saying, we will be doing picks again. Feel free to jump on and start doing picks with us. We'll start posting the picks on our social media stuff so you can join along. And yeah, maybe we can figure out something, and maybe I might be working on seeing if we can get a sponsor for it and see if we can give away stuff.
There you go.
So stay tuned for all that and more.
We know people.
We do. We do.
All right. We'll be back next Monday.
We will be.
We're going to be talking about Fallout.
We will be.
That's going to be the big
Fallout
topic.
And X-Men 97.
Well, I got to catch up on it.
Yeah,
but Fallout.
Get to that.
I will. Well, it's only a couple episodes.
Yeah.
So. All right. We'll be back next Monday.
All right. As always, be safe, be well, and be kind.
And rewind. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Josh.
Night, Rocky.
Good night, Rocky.